Mike's going to be speaking to us tonight from Proverbs chapter 18 and verses 10 and 11. Verse 10 reads, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is in his strong city and like a high wall in his imagination."
Am I on? Can everyone hear me? Good. Thank you, Brenda. Sorry for putting you in here with a quick change of verse. So tonight we're looking at security. And I recently asked a best friend of mine at work, "What's your security? What secures you in your life?" And she at first gave me that look of like, "What are you talking about, Michael?" And I was like, "Come on, be serious with me. What secures you?" And she said to me, "Well, you know, my friends and my dad, they secure me." And I thought, you know what, I agree with you there. Friends and family, they do give us that good level of security, don't they? This evening, I want to ask you that question. What makes you feel secure? We as people all have this yearning for some kind of security in our lives. We all want to feel safe, don't we? Though we live in a world which is completely different. We live in a world where this endless black hole of insecurity and misplaced security. The world tells us that if we have a secure financial backing, we're sorted. If we have all the plastic surgery and all the beautifying needed, we will feel secure in ourselves. If we have the latest fashion and technology, we will be right in the modern world. But I tell you, behind that is a lot of sorrow and a lot of pain. People struggling to come to terms with worldly securities that are not stepping up to the mark. They're letting them down. How many times do we hear of families that are on the verge of breakup because of job insecurities or wealth insecurities? People turn to alcoholism, drugs, just to try and cushion that blow when securities of the world let them down. And more recently, we hear people have been radicalized because they just have no notion of a positive security. Whether we are young or old, we can all go through similar insecurities. We can find unity together. There is no harm in seeking advice wisely given here in church, within our family. But I believe God calls us to do more. He asks us to put our security fully in Him. Yes, it can be quite slightly daunting to put all our security in a God that is quite mysterious to us. He's asking us to put all our faith in Him. But you know what? We're never going to be let down. And as hard as it sounds, we won't ever be let down. Accepting Jesus means that we have access to a freely given eternal security in God's strong tower, and we are safe from harm. When we feel distressed, when we're feeling anxious, in pain, bound to a debt, in danger, where do we look for our security? Have we too long put it in people, in wealth, in money? If we know we're going to be let down in life, why do we continue to allow things of the world to do that? What do we listen to? What do we read? What do we watch that points us to a direction of a new security? Do we honestly want to put a security in something that is unchanging, that won't stand or be strong under our feet, that is as unsteady as the crashing waves. We look no further than these words from Proverbs 18. The solution is clear. God is our strong tower, and that all it takes is to call out, run into his arms, and we are safe. Now, these two verses give us quite a comparison to the different types of security. Verse 10 tells us the righteous man puts his security in the strong tower, which is in the name of the Lord. Verse 11, the rich man puts his security in the strong tower, which is his wealth. But that security is false. It's imagination, far from reality. Do we put our security in wealth? Or do we put our security in God? Doesn't matter how much wealth we have. It's not gonna sustain us. But God will. At the start, we are told the righteous run into it. And I ask myself, what does Solomon mean here? Because I don't feel very righteous. I don't feel like I've done anything absolutely amazing to make me feel righteous. We're told that righteousness only comes from God, because there is a rightness in God. All he does and all God is perfect and wholly right. So we have a problem, don't we? We were born into a sinful world. We're not perfect. We're not right. How can then we obtain that security in God's tower? Well, thankfully, God solved that. And he done it all through Jesus Christ. Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." We might become the righteousness of God. God has done it. He's made the path clear. We all have that opportunity to be made righteous through Jesus Christ. All it takes for us is to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to ask for forgiveness, to put our trust in Christ, to let the Holy Spirit renew us so that we can live righteous lives. Now, you might have heard this said countless times, but do you actually believe it in your heart? It's one thing to hear it, but another to actually accept it. As Christians, do we feel like what matters is whether we do enough good works? Do we dip our toes into church life because the words or worship songs are pleasing to the ears? But really, we can't be without money. We can't be without wealth, because that's what really secures us in life. This verse mentions another strange request. That somehow if we call upon the name of the Lord, we will be safe. I mean, how on earth does that work? Surely it can't be that easy. That all it does is that for us to call upon the name of the Lord. I was thinking to myself, if I'm at home and I call upon the name of my wife, is my dinner going to be ready? Or if I call upon the name of my daughter, Freya, the house will instantly be tidy. Thankfully, it's not like that. But we find behind names, there's a meaning. People are not just known by their name. They're given a name that truly expresses the character and meaning to that person. We find in Matthew, Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Simon was called Peter because he was given a name that focused on the essence of his character that God used. He was strong-willed, courageous, a leader. He was chosen to be the rock to which the church was built upon. Now this gives us an indication as to why then we call upon the name of the Lord. Everything that we know that is in the trust, the perfect love, the salvation and hope that comes from God is in his name. The Bible tells us that God is love. The essence of what God is our greatest security. And it secures us every day through the ups and downs. Exodus 34 gives us a picture of that essence of God. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed this, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. We can seek refuge in God's tower because we belong to the God that forgives, saving us from the punishment of sin and death. A God that is gracious, saving us from the hopeless acts of blessing. Belonging to a God who is full of unconditional love, who protects us and gives us good plans for life. The God that is faithful, saving us from the constant letdowns and disappointments of the world. No other security on this earth even comes close to God's security that is in the name of the Lord. Now, I remember when Heather was about 8 months pregnant, and we'd come home from church, and unfortunately, I damaged the door, and we couldn't get in. And mind you, this was February time. It was absolutely freezing, and Heather was not too impressed. And fortunately for us, we did find refuge with our neighbours, but it did give me a picture about security, because do we find it difficult to let go of securities that we have in this world? Because the devil, he doesn't want us to go through that door into the strong tower. We need to make sure that we're not the people that just go up to that door. We're trying to get through. But actually, the stuff behind, it just drags us back, doesn't it? We don't want to be people that, yeah, we understand that Jesus is our Saviour and that God's security is everything we need. But actually, we just go to that door when we have troubles. And that's not what God wants. The reason why I had this verse read, because it says, into the Lord. There are some verses that say to, but I think it's quite prominent that it says into. Because God wants us to go into the door, not to it. We need to be like Usain Bolt. We need to absolutely run, smash through that door, and never look back. If you look at the 100-meter sprinters, they don't look back, do they? Let's not look back at the securities of this world. Let's just look forward to that security of God. I come back to saying about calling upon the name of the Lord because in Romans 10 it says this. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I believe that we are called not only to say that once, but continually confess it. Confess it daily. Do we do that as people of God? Do we confess that daily? Now, the second verse kind of comes as a warning, doesn't it? Those who look to the security of wealth will build a city upon this, but actually, it's just an imagination. It's foolish to ever think that wealth or money is ever going to give us a security. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the blessings that God gives us. If for a moment you think that's all it is, then you're mistaken. You can afford all the private healthcare you like. You can afford all the expensive cars and houses that you like. But at some point, this life's going to come to an end, and you're not going to be able to take it. We can't take any forms of security with us. There's only one security that we're going to need, and that's the strong tower. We need to be careful that we don't become dependent on money and our families and possessions. This can lead us to a dangerous place of comfortability. We can so easily become trapped. Too comfortable is not the right place to be. We can end up thinking that actually we don't need God's security. We don't need to be faithful. How often do we hear about people who go through life crises? Because actually, securities in the world have let them down. They haven't been satisfied. God satisfies us. It's interesting, the theologian Rob Bell puts it, it's death by wallpaper and flooring. And I kind of understand that because being a homeowner myself, we like to put stamps on our houses. We like to make them look really nice, don't we? We like to build them up. And actually, they kind of become our mini strong towers, don't they? We feel safe in them. But I kind of realise that bricks and mortar won't sustain us in the long run. When Jesus comes, those houses will not be standing. God is offering us something so much more substantial and much more long-lasting. I appreciate that it's easy for me to say this, and it's a lot harder to put into practice. But let's ask ourselves, if our houses were destroyed, if our mobiles, our iPads, our TVs, they were taken, if we looked at our bank accounts Monday morning and it was completely empty, will we still be joyful in knowing that we have a security in God's strong tower? Will we still call upon the name of the Lord? And actually, more importantly, when life's good, will we still call upon the name of the Lord? Let us never succumb to the enticing securities that the world has to offer. Let us only ever on a daily basis call upon the name of the Lord. All that is in God's security has been poured out in his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross to secure a future for us in God's tower. Let's pray. I want to read a Psalm 71, a part of it, as our prayer this evening. I run to you, Lord, for protection. Don't disappoint me. You do what is right, so come to my rescue. Listen to my prayer and keep me safe. Be my mighty rock, the place where I can always run for protection. Save me by your command. You are my mighty rock and my fortress. Come and save me, Lord, from vicious and cruel and brutal enemies. I depend on you, and I trust you since I was young. I have relied on you from the day I was born. You brought me safely through birth, and I will always praise you. Dear Lord, thank you for being all that we need. Our strong tower. A place of refuge where we can partake in the fullness of you. You are everything we need, Lord. You are our protector, our provider, our gracious King, and our merciful Lord. Help us to remember that you dwell in us and we in you. May we always find comfort and look towards you. In Jesus' name, amen.